Morning, everyone. It's going to be a very short word this morning. It might not have been, but I'll condense it. I'm leaving the subject that I'm covering at the moment about your kit bag. I'm leaving that now probably till next year, so you'll have to keep that in your memories. What I'm going to read this morning is a scripture from the Old Testament. It's from Micah chapter 5, and I'll read from verse 2. Might only be a couple of verses. "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah," whatever that says, "though you are a small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace. When the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortress, we will rise against them, seven shepherds and eight commanders." I'll leave that scripture there. Waiting. The Old Testament church was in a season of waiting, a time of preparation. And in our modern day church today, we have come to that part of our year of waiting and preparing. It is the first Sunday of Advent in the Christian calendar today. The word Advent itself means coming or arrival. The focus of our entire season is a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This scripture, even though it's Old Testament, speaks of an anticipated event. It speaks of the birth of Christ himself. Advent is far more than simply making a 2,000 and odd year old event in history. It's celebrating the truth about God, the revelation of God in Christ, whereby all creation, everyone, might be reconciled back to God. That is the process in which we now, each one of us, are participating in. And the consummation of which we anticipate. The wonderful thing about this scripture is that we know it's fact. We can read this scripture and be excited about that anticipation. We know that that scripture has become reality. That scripture has become reality in each of our lives. We can claim the peace in Christ, which has been mentioned in these few verses. What a wonderful thing that is. Our fruitfulness. Now, if you didn't know what that word meant after Bethlehem, that's what it means. Fruitfulness. That fruitfulness is reality. Christmas and Advent and the thinking of the coming and the arrival of Christ our Lord, it gets me really excited. Even though it is in some ways part of history, something that has happened already, to me, as a Christian, as each of us should think, we should be eagerly excited of this time. It's better than waiting for a train or a bus. You think of arrival times. Christ coming is a wonderful thing, and Christ has come into each of our lives. Each of us here will have probably, at some point in our lives, seen an advent calendar. You may have even participated in the use of an advent calendar. Each morning, getting up and opening a little box and seeing what lies behind the door, revealing a surprise. But did you ever think, while you was maybe having a chocolate from the advent calendar, that it's revealing a gift? Advent is revealing a gift to each one of us. And that is the gift of Christ. Our Heavenly Father loved each one of us, and He gave His Son to each one of us at this time. The first Advent Sunday is the marking of this coming, this arrival, this anticipation, this exciting event. It's not part of history. It's part of our lives. It's part of our lives as a Christian, as Christ in us. The reality, the truth, is for you today. That Advent has happened. That arrival has arrived. But isn't it good that you can still get excited? That you can still give thanks to Christ our King? And in this last few verses that I read, that acceptance of peace and hope, and the knowing that hope is here. Amen.